And the secret plot was, Dan, you want to pick it up there?
Okay. The plot was that a group of SS men would go into the Vatican dressed in Italian uniforms, Italian army uniforms. And they would take over the Vatican and everything in it, and they would kill all the cardinals, the curia, and then they would kidnap the Pope and make it appear as if he were trying to escape, and then would kill him too. Now, that was the idea. But after the first group went in, of SS men went in, another group of German soldiers would come, and they would see these men, in the Italian uniforms, and they would kill their own compatriots, thinking that they were Italians who had done all this bloodshed. So this was a very cynical plot by Hitler to try to kill all the witnesses, so he could then blame it on the Italians for killing the Pope and the rest, and the Curia, and then taking over the Vatican.
Kind of a false flag operation. Interestingly enough, then too, if they wanted to kidnap him instead of kill him, they could do the same sort of thing. But then instead of having the Pope be killed, they could come in and kill these Italian soldier dressed Nazis and tell everybody, we are saving the Pope, and take him back to Germany or wherever they're going to take him and protect him, with the evidence appearing as though somebody else were coming in to take over the Vatican other than them.
Yeah, that's basically exactly what the plot was. And I'll tell you, Wolf, he was faithful to the SS. He loved the SS. He saw it as the great elite of the German people. I think that he would have been reluctant in any case to see his own people killed in this plot. But in any event, of course, he and the others that I mentioned, these other anti-Hitler people, worked to try to get Hitler to change his mind and frustrate the plot.
All right, so we know the plot. I mean, what Hitler had in mind and what General Karl Wolf was going to do, but except Hitler didn't know that Karl Wolf had no intention of following through on this plan. Instead, he was already looking for his ticket out of Nuremberg. He was already seeing that the end of the war was not going to end favorably for Germany, so he wanted somebody like the Pope to be an angel for him,
right?
At the end of the war,
what he did was he and then these others, Ambassador Weizsäcker and these others anti-Hitler people in Rome and the Vatican, they let the Pope know that there was this plot. Of course, the Pope was not too surprised, because he knew that Hitler for years had wanted to get him. But here was a very specific plot. And they warned him that if he spoke out, and as I mentioned before, the Nazis were afraid that he would speak out now, how could he keep silent, they felt, when the Jews are taken from right under his window, so to speak. And so they warned him, basically, in a sense, it was a sort of a blackmail to save his own skin, that he should remain quiet when the Jews were taken out of Rome. And they more or less said, choose between, speaking out and saving the Vatican. And so they put him in the Pope in a very difficult moral position. But as I say, the argument then comes down to whether or not the Pope was justified in keeping quiet. And this is, of course, an argument that's still raging
right
today.